us from this Christian preoccupation and way of life. You can be sure of that. You say, well, who would ever want to do that? Well, let me give you a little list. There are probably some of you who have people in your family who would like to do that. You're maybe the only Christian. And it's really an irritant to your family. And if they had their way, they'd get you out of this brainwashing that goes on at Grace Community Church every week. And they'd get you to reject Jesus Christ and recant your faith and get away from this kind of stuff. Because it's turning you into a fanatic. And you're very difficult to live with because you don't enjoy the things that they enjoy and you bring a guilt trip on them frequently. And they would really like to get you out of this. Believe me, they would. Can they? And then there are people in secular education who would love to do that. They would love to convince you that there is no God, and if there is, He doesn't care, and the world was not created, but the world evolved out of a puddle somewhere in the great, great past. They would love to say that there's no God. They would love to take your young people when you send them to the universities of our country and the world, and they would love to attack their Christian faith and their Christian conviction and question all their beliefs and fill their minds with doubt and wonder and therefore steal their faith. And then there are the purveyors of lies and filth and immorality and pornography and trash in the media today, all the way from what is in print to what is visually available to you in films and on television. And those people would love to get you out of Christianity so that you could become a consumer of their products. They would love to hook you on their stuff. They would love for you to abandon the morality and the integrity and the virtue of Christianity and fall into immorality so that you can feed their coffers. And then there are the legalists. There are those people who would love for you to abandon salvation by grace, chuck the whole idea that you're saved by faith, and buy into their thing that you're saved by baptism or you're saved by ceremonies or you're saved by rituals, and get you off this grace kick and back onto the law. And then there are those people that bicycle around your neighborhood two by two in white shirts and black ties. They would love to get you to renounce Jesus Christ as God in human flesh. They would love for you to deny that He is in fact a Redeemer and Savior of the world. They would love for you to join their association. Then there are those people that come and knock on your door sometimes with children, and they want to do a Bible study with you in the Watchtower Society. They would love for you to recant your Christian faith, salvation by grace, belief in the deity of Christ. They would do that in a minute if they could. They would get you to abandon that if they had some means, and they make a major effort to try to do that by sucking people into Bible studies and into